You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Kijin Higashibaba. A Cornell University professor who specializes in financial and monetary law and economics is not impressed with the GOP's $1.5 trillion federal tax cut bill. Robert Hockett feels that the Republican majority had a lackluster year of getting things done, and this was their last chance. He calls the plan, which places a cap on state and local tax deductions, called SALT, a Civil War tax bill.
In that case, whether you be Republican or Democrat, and indeed it might even hurt Republicans worse, because, you know, where the deduction, the threshold is reached is low enough that, again, most sort of middle class to upper middle class New Yorkers are going to feel a pinch. And because many of those New Yorkers are themselves Republicans, they're going to be harmed as well.
He says the $10,000 SALT cap is like, in his words, the red states sticking it to the blue states.
You know, the SALT deduction and to the mortgage interest deduction and those changes to the ACA, you and I are probably going to end up paying more on balance if you add in not just what we pay in taxes, but also what we pay for our health insurance and other sorts of benefits of that sort.
Professor Hockett says the commercial real estate industry will receive the biggest gifts in the federal tax plan.
And of course, as we know, there's a fellow in the White House who is in the commercial real estate industry. And of course, what a lot of people might not know is that many Russian oligarchs and Chinese oligarchs are heavily invested in commercial real estate, precisely because it's a form of investment in the U.S. that isn't as carefully scrutinized or regulated as the financial markets are.
He predicts that the base rate on federal taxes will only decline 0.8 or 0.9% for the middle to upper middle class, compared to 4 to 6% for top income earners. For more on this and other local news stories, go to WAER.org.